with Zeolite today.
Welcome to America Tonight. This is Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those fabulous nooks and crannies in between. If you live in one of those nooks and crannies, remember, you can always throw in your two cents on the show. Boy, we have a lot of things we're going to talk about, including the maneuverings of Dr. Evil. That would be Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran, and what I think is the latest ruse to quell some of the noise out there over what Iran is doing. The tension is very high in the Strait of Hormuz and also in Iran and elsewhere, too, like the European Union, the back and forth of what are we going to do, what are these sanctions doing, and Iran threatening to cut off oil to a couple of countries, five countries, who really need it. But first, I got to do this, a real attaboy for what's now happened with the underwear bomber. You know, you have the situation, and I was thinking about this today, the situation in Times Square, Faisal Shahzad. Remember, he was in Connecticut and was working, was a computer guy. People said he was quiet, but assimilated, because that's the idea. You're supposed to assimilate and fool the people. Well, the Christmas Day bomber from a couple of years ago really could have took out a lot of people. Farouk Abdullah Matalib was arrested in 2009, and you all know that story. Can you imagine over the skies in Detroit? He smuggled a bomb in his underwear, and he was trying to set it off, blow it up. But a faulty fuse is what got him in the end, thank goodness. So a U.S. District Judge, Nancy Edmonds, her name was, I'll throw that in there, out of Detroit, imposes a life sentence. This was a layup. We knew this was going to happen. He went to the courtroom, though, in Detroit, wearing an oversized white T-shirt and a white skull cap. His hands were unshackled once he got in the courtroom, and there was a big commotion over some of the things that he yelled out, and I think that we have those. We're going to get those for you in a second. But he decided he was going to make a last stand. He argued that a life sentence would be cruel and unusual punishment, as well as unconstitutional. Of course, the judge is going to reject that argument. He set his fate in motion when he decided he was going to try to take some Americans out across our skies. And, you know, now he's 25 years old, and he is certainly, if nothing else, pretty unrepentant, no remorse. He is a, as I mentioned, a would-be mass murderer who says that his crimes were divinely blessed. So, it's, you know, you got to get in the minds of what's really happening out there when somebody is turned or when somebody has that hate they're carrying around in their heart. Well, what do you think? You got to think about this. What do you think that ultimately they're going to try and do when they get a chance? And the answer is they're going to try to attack the West in whatever way they can. And so for him, it was to try to be the hero to end up taking out all those people on the airline, and he didn't do it. So we're going to talk about that a little bit later this show, too, and how far we've come in tracking down some of these sleeper cell people and others outside trying to get in. Speaking of doing what we can to thwart terrorism, the situation in Afghanistan couldn't be worse because, to me, sadly, what's happened, once the pullout, the complete pullout of the troops comes about, pretty much the word is, look, the Taliban is there. They're ready. They're ready to just go back and do what they do. People need money. You have a 95% illiteracy rate in most of the areas, most of these villages in Afghanistan. So what do you think they're going to turn to? People need to eat. They just want to live their lives. They don't want to be messed with. I don't mean to be cynical because I would rather think that there was huge dents being made in the philosophies, the ideology of some of the people there, especially if there's the hate in the heart thing, that ultimately, hey, I'm disillusioned, I'm disenfranchised, I got nothing I'm going to sit here and I'm going to become part of this bigger picture. And who knows, maybe I'll jump into an Al-Qaeda camp. Maybe I'll get a chance to do what the Christmas Day bomber could not do, what they couldn't do. So as our soldiers start to come back, Iraq, the door closed in December, and Afghanistan ultimately closed in the next 2 years, supposedly. Once that happens, I think that we need to throw one incredible parade in this country for these people who have made the ultimate sacrifice. You know, you hear about, and also because somebody is used to 10 months in some of the hairiest, scariest situations, then they come back to the United States and our soldiers try to come back to normal life. How tough is that to bridge that gap of those worlds? The worlds collide. Then they go back again for another tour, sometimes three tours. And you had people who served in Iraq and Afghanistan. I mean, you know the scenarios. I can paint you a million pictures, but think of the young man who goes off, wants to help his country. Maybe his father before him did it. Maybe his grandfather did it. And he's willing to make the ultimate sacrifice, which is your life. Goes over, something happens, maybe he loses a limb, maybe his buddies get killed in front of his eyes, or maybe he's lucky that doesn't happen. They have a couple of brushes on the front lines with things that could have happened, but he sees a bunch of things when he's out there, and then comes back, and what kind of welcome do we have when things are wrapped up? There's like no finale. We all want closure. How often do you hear that word? When something happens to somebody, oh, they need closure. They need closure for this. That's why they have exit interviews at jobs. They used to do it because they wanted to know what happened and what they thought and all this other stuff. But they wanted exit interviews, too, to close things down. So if you want some real closure and a celebration, we got to do something to really kick it up a notch for the people coming back. I mean, to me, that's a missing cog. Somehow that's fallen off the radar, and there's a great opportunity for people. When we're talking about raising money, we're talking about organizations getting together, marching bands. I mean, this is stuff that could happen. If we can do it for sports teams, we could certainly do it for people coming back from war. And there are a lot of grassroots efforts going on right now to make this become a reality. Especially because in Iraq, we've already closed that down. Maybe not Iraq and Afghanistan together. Maybe it's an Iraq situation. But, boy, I'd love to see that. And I know people would turn out because in these communities, they're turning out. If there was one big mother-of-all-mother parties in New York or Chicago or wherever, I think that the turnout would be large. I think it would give something back to the people who are trying to find their way when they come back and feel some of the soldiers feeling a little bit lost, trying to get their footing. That's the way to cap it off to me. What do you think? And we're gonna have some people on who are trying to do that in the upcoming weeks and see how far they've gotten, by the way. Send me your thoughts on that, americatonight.net. Coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight, Daryl Issa and Carol Maloney have one thing in common. They both serve in Congress, but boy, they don't agree when it comes to religious liberties. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation, and for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Question won't go away. Hey, everybody. We're back and we're pounding on it. That's everywhere you look, every headline, every talk show, everybody's talking about it. And they're talking about the twist to this mandate. And the mandate is covering the contraception for women across the board. So that's where we come to the religious aspect of it. And that's what has really been debated the last week and a half. So with the individual mandate challenge at the end of March, this is going to be interesting because you've got a lot of furious Catholics down the line who say they're going to attack this stuff and they're not going to let it go. They don't care what Obama has said to tweak the mandate that, oh, well, okay, the insurance companies have to pay for it, because that mandate that required the faith-based employers to provide the coverage for contraception for their workers just exploded on the Catholic Church and others. And I thought, well, how did they not know that that was coming down the pike? And, oh, yeah, how many people read what the Affordable Health Care Act was all about? They just pushed it to the side, let their handlers worry about it, their insurance companies, the carriers. And then when they realized, wow, we've got to do this, we've got to pay for this, It was a not so fast anymore. We're not, you know, we don't like this. We're not going to deal with this. So even though the mandate was changed last week to require the people who insure rather than the groups, the religious groups themselves, to provide contraceptive coverage, I think that this isn't going away. There's no rug big enough to sweep this under. So it's not, it's going to be challenged. Absolutely, it's going to be challenged. Here's what a couple of congresspeople had to say. Daryl Issa, Republican from California, and Carolyn Maloney, a Democrat from New York, have different views, as you can imagine, on it. But take a listen.
We are here looking at government's bounds of, in fact, not is it a good idea, not does it save or cost money, but in fact, how does it impact religious organizations and people of conscience and faith?
Ms. Fluke is a student at a well-respected Catholic university. She is affected by these policies. Why in the world is she not qualified?
All right, so affected moving forward? Absolutely, because it's going to be challenged. It's going to be talked about more, not going away. This is just one of the things that I think people don't realize as part of affordable health care that was passed in 2010, because remember, it wasn't all thrown against the wall at once. There were different things that were being met year after year, like the health savings accounts, to have those available in the states, and some other things, the individual health mandate. That's why the constitutionality of that was brought up and is being challenged. And this was just one of those things that was unrealized, I think, by people of religious organizations. That, yeah, the other companies realized they were going to have to cover this, but weren't thinking about that. But the religious groups were thinking about it once they realized what was going on. Hey, we're not going to solve this. I mean, what do you say? Just pull the whole thing out, challenge it, whatever. I don't think the religious organizations should have to. Why are we mixing the same thing, the government telling us again? It's not so much, for me, it's not the issue of the contraceptives. It's not about that. It's not about, let's call it birth control pills, because this is the thing that's freaking out the Catholics especially. Forget that. It's not about that. It's the issue of, again, the government with its hands in the pie here. And unfortunately, you're then also mixing the religious element of it because of the demand. You will do this. You'll just pay for it across the board. And that's definitely not acceptable for any of the Catholic charities, any of the Catholic homes, the other things that are run by the Catholic Church, because it is against their canons. So they wouldn't do this anyway. And there is a separation issue here, and a big government issue here, more than the actual thing itself. I mean, forget that for a second. It's the other deal more than anything. I think that's infuriating to some. Are you tired of hearing about this? Are you tired of hearing about birth control pills and all of this other stuff that's happening related to it instead of what's going on with our payroll tax cuts? How much are we going to end up paying? What's happening with taxes? What's closing up? What's being fought? I think that's still so huge for us, the what's in your wallet question, in other words. So speaking of what's in your wallet, you've got the Congress, which will vote for the payroll tax extension, I'm certain of it, on Friday. I can't imagine it doesn't pass. Then go away for a week, because there's a week off. Remember, President's Day is Monday, and after that, the whole week is off for Congress. Then you get back to the whole debate issue with the Republicans. You have Mitt Romney. This is interesting, because now they're starting to parachute out. You have Mitt Romney, who opted out for a debate that was scheduled for March 1st in Georgia, a CNN debate, and you've got a new front runner for the Republicans, Rick Santorum, in some of the polls, not all of them. And the make or break day is Super Tuesday on March 6th. mean, really, that could determine ultimately who is going to be facing Barack Obama in November. The even money says that it is Mitt Romney, because he's the establishment guy, but it's not a definite thing. It's not etched in stone, in other words, and we all don't have crystal balls where we can run around, do the poll of polls, and say, hey, you know, listen, this is what it's going to be. Something could change if the delegates don't go the way of Romney, but it's highly unlikely. It's highly unlikely, even though Santorum has had a surge in Rasmussen, for example, because you've seen people come and go in this process now the entire time. And the new poll shows that Santorum, in their poll anyway, is for real. He leads 42% compared with Romney at 24%, Gingrich and Ron Paul 13% and 10%. So he's kind of the last hurrah of the I'm not a Romney guy, because that's what everybody's been who has gone up in the polls against him, clearly very, very different from Romney. And Santorum is very, very different from him. And that's, you know, it's like what we saw with Herman Cain or Rick Perry or, you know, Chris Christie when he was getting some attention. And now that's the situation with Rick Santorum, who's raising a bunch of money too, by the way. And, you know, another couple million. He's trying to drive that train as fast as he can. You got Michigan and Arizona coming up on February 28th. I already mentioned that Super Tuesday is a big day. I mean, but let's be serious. Is anyone listening to me really think that Mitt Romney is the guy who is going to be on the sidelines again? Do you think he's going to be the guy who's left out of the process, who's not on the stage, thanking everybody, excited beyond all get out, and it's going to be Rick Santorum instead? Or it's going to be, I don't know, it's going to be Newt Gingrich or Ron Paul. A lot of people listening to this show like Ron Paul, don't understand why other people aren't embracing Ron Paul. He just had one of those money bomb things, and he raised well over $1 million. In just a day. That's the incredible thing, that he can raise money in a day like nobody's business. Maybe second to Barack Obama, but he's not getting the delegates. So that's the problem with Ron Paul. All right, coming up on the flip side. Oh, yes, indeed. We got another We Can Count talking about the numbers. Looking at the numbers, and boy, there are a lot of them to examine this time around, including a big one, I mean a mamma jamma one, when it comes to fundraising. Not the stuff I mentioned, but a different number. Hang with us.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Topping! We can count this time around. You might not have heard this story about the plane carrying some marijuana that actually went into the airspace in L.A., in where Obama was. It was a small plane, had 20 pounds of pot, went into the restricted zone around the president's helicopter that happened in L.A. on Thursday. And you had F-16 fighters who rushed to cut it off, to intercept it. They were scrambled just east of L.A. There's an Air Force base out there, March Air Reserve Base that's out there. And they made contact with a pilot of the Cessna. It was a single-engine deal. And the pilot, he did what he was told. He landed Long Beach. So then you had the Secret Service all over him. They questioned the pilot. They said there was no intent to harm the president. However, there was some pot on that plane. Are they going to file criminal charges in connection with that? They found, to be more specific in drug lingo, 10 kilos or 22 pounds. A kilo is more than 20, so 22 pounds on the plane. I could make a really bad joke here, but I'm going to stay away from it. It's too easy. Ooh, too easy. All right, this is sad. Two quarters in a claw machine might be enough for some people to win a prize, but when it came to rescuing a two-year-old girl who was trapped inside, the firefighters who want to take any chances. That was the headline I read. So I thought, oh, I know what they're talking about. They had to use a saw to rip into the lock of the claw machine. You know what I'm talking about. I'm thinking, how did they get in the claw machine? I can't tell you how many times with my nephew I've stood there pumping money into that thing trying to pull something out. And they always get you because you think you're so close. Oh, that giant stuffed animal where the claw barely fit around it. And I tried lots of times to do it, but I didn't have any success. In this case, how did she get trapped inside there? This was where you're listening to us in Lexington, Kentucky, WVLK. There was this Caitlin Campbell got stuck on Valentine's Day. She was going after the money on the animals and the stuffed animals, and she's playing around like it was a toy box, and then I guess that's what happened somehow. So it didn't take them long. Once they got the saw going, they were able to rescue her, and she was at the laundromat with her grandmother. So they ended up giving her the two stuffed animals, by the way, that lured her inside the game. That's pretty nice. This is like a problem, because the week before there was a three-year-old in Australia who was looking for SpongeBob, saw the SpongeBob thing, and somehow he got inside too, and they had to rescue him. I think there's a lesson in this. Be careful what you wish for. And the businesses, I think, end up getting a big chunk of the money for the claw machines. That's why they have them. But that can't be good for business when you have kids getting stuck in them. I don't know if this is an isolated thing. It's the first time I've ever heard of that. But to have them back-to-back like it, first in Australia and then in Lexington, Kentucky, wow, that's odd. General Motors, or Government Motors, posted a $7.6 billion profit. That's a pretty big number. The highest profit in the 103-year history. They sold 640,000 cars and trucks in 2011 than they did in 2010. That's accounted for some of that. The increased sales in North America and China was big, because in China, the GM Buick Excel is the most popular car on the road. And they say they sell a car or truck in China every 12 seconds. Every 12 seconds. Does that mean everybody gets all their money back? Do we get interest on that? Can we get a check from GM? Do we get a check from GM? All of us? Wouldn't that be great? Here's your $5, America, for the sacrifice that you made. I'm just spitballing it. I'm thinking out loud. How's that? Yeah. Fundraising. Newt Gingrich, $2 million from a deal that he did in California, fundraising effort. The House Speaker does not want to give up. He is digging his heels in. His political director says the Santorum surge helped raise some of that coin in Cali since the start of the year, because the campaign's been up and down with the money that they're raising. But there's a lot of money. There's a lot of money in California, because you think up and down, San Francisco, L.A., San Diego, and all that other sort of stuff. And what Gingrich is saying is that inevitably he'll take votes away from Santorum, and he feels confident that they're going to be able to continue to build their war chest. And this is just the start of something great happening for Gingrich, and he's looking on the sideline to see what's going on with Santorum, I got to say, watching how he's gotten on fire in the polls. But really, looking at these primaries coming up and the caucuses and the primaries of the past, the establishment push still is for Mitt Romney. It still is for Mitt Romney. Go figure. Let's go to Tomas in the great state of Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Well, I know you like to watch the movies there, Kate.
Mm-hmm.
So let's try something different here. Have you seen that movie Moneyball?
I did.
And I would just like to know if you could give the audience a 30-second summary of that movie, and then I will make a parallel between that movie and our current political situation here in Michigan primary days.
All right, yeah, and that's coming up. Moneyball basically is about the athletics, the Oakland A's, how the GM, Billy Beane, decided, okay, he was going to have to do something with nothing because the owner was not going to open up his wallet and spend a bunch of money to get the best players in baseball or keep some of the best players. So instead, they went with the numbers and looked at the numbers of getting on base, the percentages of getting on base, and went for players who were able to get on base at a cheaper price, and it worked. They almost won the World Series.
Now here in Michigan, we have the New York Yankees. I mean, Mitt Romney with all money. And we have the little guy, Santorum, trying to get on base. And I just thought the whole world is going to watch and see how Santorum uses honesty and uses the percentages to beat the New York Yankees, the superpower Mitt Romney machine, fairly easily, I'd say. But that's what it seems to me like. I saw that movie and I've been watching the situation here in Michigan. It just looks like the little guy with very little money is using his brains and the big guy is trying to spend as much money as he can. I mean, you should listen to the radio over here. They're just throwing everything, including the kitchen sink at Santorum. And if anything, it's just pissing people off so much that they decided, well, I guess I will go out and vote because they're calling Santorum a liberal and a spender and you know, making Mitt Romney look like he's Mr. Super Conservative. And it's not working. And I think that's good for America. I think that when we see that our votes cannot be bought, that gives them a worth much more than what we've seen their worth in the past.
Yeah, amen. I agree with you. If that's the case, if it's people in Michigan knowing on the 28th Republicans going out to the primaries, they're going to vote, and if you're right, Tomas, and they're going to vote for the guy rather than what's being pushed on them, or they're paying attention to these negative ads and it's infuriating them, then bravo. Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah, well, I think it's going to be a money ball thing here, and I think the Oakland A's are going to win this time. So that's my little spiel.
Sweet.
For tonight.
I like it. Thanks, Tomas. Have a great weekend. All right, Tomas, I like the analogy. He's trying to say the Moneyball thing, the underdog, is going to be able to do it with grit and numbers and heart. Because it is about the numbers, the delegates, adding them up. You got to have the delegates. Whoever has the most delegates in the end, they win no matter what you think. That's the way it works. It's about the delegates. I'm going to finish with this. The story broke earlier this week, not shocking, that Chicago was called the most corrupt city in the United States. Chicago and its suburbs, it's a crazy number, we started off with, we can count, averaged 51 public corruption convictions per year, I'm serious, since 1976, that's what a new study came out with, the most corrupt federal jurisdiction in our country. That's embarrassing, isn't it? So you got the mayor, Rahm Emanuel, and a lot of critics are saying, you know, his refusal to release internal records related to juicy, controversial policy stuff is working against that perception that things are changing, that he's improving it. The report, by the way, was done by the University of Illinois and the Northern District of Illinois in looking at that, the numbers and the suburban areas around it. They looked at all the convictions and the corruption that was happening there. California, New York totaled more public corruption convictions. Illinois outranks the states, though, on a per capita basis. Wow, that's interesting, isn't it? So Chicago, the most corrupt city in the United States. All right, hang with us as we head for the finish line. We got some interesting stuff that we're going to shovel at you in just a second.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assists in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. And enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Iran wants to talk. Should we believe him, folks? I'm going to get to all that in just a second. But before we do, this is a crazy story about two ICE agents that were shot in California. So if I tell you that, okay, so, you know, think of immigration and how hairy it can get out there. And we're not talking about at the border, crawling around somewhere, trying to arrest somebody. No, we're talking about two agents with Immigrations and Customs that were shot inside the offices in Long Beach. One died, one is in stable condition. They haven't released the names of the agents yet. It happened at about 5:30 Pacific time. They're investigating. It's very vague what happened here, but I'm thinking like Bourne Identity crap. How does this happen inside that building? With the security, you would think. And the details of this, I mean, how awful for these families. That's why they're not releasing the names. But what's going on that this happened inside a building? Someone got a weapon in? You know, what's the scoop on this? I fear that we're going to have some ugly things to talk about after the details of that come out. All right, speaking of ugly things to talk about, Iran. You know that I always cap on Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Since I got on the air, I had my little list of nuts that would be better off to be eliminated eventually, somehow, some way. Maybe they're skiing and accidentally they take a wrong turn. Or perhaps they're riding a horse too fast and go in the wrong direction, a tree they did not see. Ahmadinejad has done some terrible things to the people of Iran. But lately, he's been talking about that he wants to, that there was a letter sent, that let's have a negotiation. A negotiation about nukes, sending this to the European Union, sending this to the United States, saying that let's do this. Let's resume those nuke talks. Of course, we've heard that before. Talk, this guy is very, very cheap. This is what the head negotiator for the European Union is saying. And this is what's happened. It was a response between the so-called plus, the P5 plus one group of nations inviting Iran to this new round of talks. That was the first thing. And the only thing that's going to satisfy anybody from the West is to completely prove there is no nuclear weapon below in the desert, deep down, burrowed in, where they're doing this uranium enrichment. Very unlikely that we're going to see anything here, but they're offering to talk as soon as possible, to get that dialogue going. Right. And the idea is, oops, looks like we're in trouble, because this time the sanctions are really starting to cut us, especially with banking, freezing our money in your bank. So banking sectors crippling them a little bit more this time, and on energy. So Iran is cutting oil exports to six countries. They added another one, so six. The Netherlands, Spain, Italy, France, Greece, and Portugal. They reported that a day ago. And our defense secretary, who's trying to go through all this intel, is saying that the U.S. would discuss the letter with all the people at the table that I mentioned, the permanent U.N. Security Council members, to determine what do we do next here. I think it's vague, ambiguous, and a ruse is what I think. That's what I think it is. They're not going to talk about anything. It was sent before they came up with flaunting, in fact, a new generation of centrifuges and the nuclear fuel cycle. In fact, the president threw on a white lab coat as if he was a scientist and was there to watch them load the fuel rods into the core of a Tehran reactor. So give me a break here. Nothing is happening that we want to know about. I mean, we know what's going on. We don't want to know the trumped-up nonsense that he's throwing out there. I mean, they're producing, let's face it, yellow cake, which is a chemically treated form of uranium that's used to make, is used for making enriched uranium. And the UN sanctions ban Iran from importing it. So instead, we'll make it. That's what he's doing. Give me a break. I mean, this is, I don't see anything new here. I think this is just a way to buy some time, to throw out a white flag or make people think these other countries, make the European Union, the United States, think that they're offering something. But we've heard this before. They're not going to suspend their enrichment. In fact, Iran's permanent envoy to one of the major governing bodies, governing councils for the UN, has said with their nuclear program, we will never suspend, never, using that word never, we will never suspend our enrichment. So it's not going to happen. If they're ready to discuss sites and documents and conditions, then great, but they're not going to do that. We know that. So that's happening. And then here's another thing that's interesting on the heels of that. The director of national intelligence, you know this guy, James Clapper, he was trotted before Congress and said that Al-Qaeda and Sunni extremists are trying to gain some kind of foothold in Syria, you think? Possibly infiltrating some of the fragmented opposition groups that are fighting there, trying to really rally things up. So here's Clapper, by the way, on nuclear ambitions, which I just mentioned.
Iran is more than capable of producing enough highly enriched uranium for a weapon if its political leaders, specifically the supreme leader himself, chooses to do so.
The supreme leader, yeah. Don't forget about Khomeini. He's there, too, in the background. We always talk about Ahmadinejad, but the supreme leader combined with Ahmadinejad, it's poison, I tell you. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Yo, Rick, what's shaking in your neck of the woods?
I'm depressed.
You're depressed?
Michelle Bachmann's not going to be Dancing with the Stars.
That would be disastrous. She knows it. She's got two left feet. No way.
Oh, she said she's a poker champ dance when she's in school or something.
Yeah, but how long ago was that?
I don't know.
Yeah, too long ago. Come on.
But, I need a yes, yay or nay from you.
Mm-hmm.
On this, we're going to bury Whitney Houston Saturday.
Yeah.
The governor lowered the flag. Should he or shouldn't he?
I say nay.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, come on, listen. I'm a daughter of New Jersey. You think if I died, Rick, they'd lower the flag?
Yeah, I mean, what's his reasoning?
She's probably done some things for the kids in Newark. I'm not saying that. She probably had been generous in her life and whatever, but it doesn't matter. She's a singer. Why do you lower a flag for a singer? No way.
Yeah.
It's not a national treasure. Yeah.
No, I mean, she's not like the big leader or, went to war or nothing like that. So.
No.
She's fought no war or something like that, so.
Right, but as you know, it's up to the governor's discretion what to do. The governor's the governor of any state, there's no hard and fast law on it, so they can do it. To what he's defending himself with, Governor Christie, is saying, well, listen, I did it for 30, just so you know, I did it for 31 times. I've done it for the boys that have come back in boxes from Iraq, so I did it for them. But I think that's comparing apples and oranges, to say the least.
Yeah.
I'm not even giving it a proper way to say that. But you can't compare the two. That's what we've done traditionally. And why break from tradition? That's what I say. Rick, have a great weekend. Two hands on the wheel, my friend, as you are driving. I'm going to leave you with an exit line. You like pizza? I was thinking about this. Someone threw this one-liner at me. They picked it up someplace. We live in a world where pizza gets to your house before the police.